about the Earl's Court and you being a roadie and
Okay, well, that was that phase in my life, and I think, you know, Portugal was quite an interesting turning point, because I think I'd been, to some extent, I think I'd been a bit depressed. I think my childhood traumas and stuff, and, you know, death of my mother and nervous breakdown, all the family had nervous breakdowns. It was pretty bad sort of stuff that I was sort of carrying, and I think I got a bit depressed, and I'd been smoking too much dope, and so when I went to Portugal, I kind of, that was a bit of a turning point. You know, when I came back from Portugal, I was sitting in the Elgin, a beautiful pub in Elgin Avenue, and my, Ladbroke Grove actually, and my old friend Keith came in, and he said, basically, he gave me a job. He said, do you want to start prop making? And he was running a sort of prop making sort of operation, theatre props. So I started working for him, and I think the following morning I was like up at 5 or something, and got to him by 6, and we went down to Kennington, where they have, there was a great big old disused factory which was used as this prop making operation, and I worked for them on and off for a couple of years, and that was fantastic because it was, money was quite good and it was sporadic, but we did a whole series of sets for the Royal Shakespeare Company. We did Royal Hunt of the Sun, Dr. Faustus, Summer Folk, and a whole lot of other, and we did a few big West End productions and so on. So that was great work that kept me going, kept me in contact with, you know, creative work, you know. So mid to late 70s, I sort of woke up one day and I thought, after the, I think the sort of prop making had sort of, you know, it was very sporadic, and I just suddenly woke up and I thought, Christ, I, you know, I'm an artist, what am I doing, you know, and what's happened to my practice, you know. And I bought a big roll of paper and I just sort of unrolled it, and I started drawing with pencil on these huge rolls of paper. And I, as I unrolled the paper, I drew, and I got very, very heavily involved in it. And I worked incredibly hard, you know, I mean, you know, I really put everything into it. I just wanted to, you know, I really was, I had lost faith in the whole art business. I'd become very alienated and cynical about the business, because I felt that it was mystifying and whatever. Maybe I was wrong, but there was a, you know, there was a sense that, you know, modernism, at least, you know, I'm being a bit loose about my use of the term, but modernism in the more formalist sense was only addressing, you know, the art audience, you know. And I wanted to address, you know, people, you know. I wanted to, you know, use my work to touch people, you know, emotionally or whatever, you know. And